Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Greg Hill Road Show is presented by Harbor One Bank and brought to you today in New Hampshire by Chase the Mover and Hanover Storage, convenient and professional moving services in Claremont, New Hampshire, and by Tom Call Excavation, LaValle Building Supply, UNFI, Pekarski Sausage, and Lindy's Diner.
This hour of The Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Harbor One Bank.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
The bacteria that's on the skin on the outside is going to multiply.
Nobody wants the salmonella. That is an absolute disaster.
Terrifying.
I think it's a weight loss thing.
I'd rather salmonella than monkeypox.
You would?
Yeah, because at least you can't see that.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
On the Subaru of New England text line, an early front runner for Text of the Morning, that Miami Heat player's name is actually Tyler Guyro.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jello for sauce.
Wiggy.
I find anybody that likes hot sauce kind of weird.
What? Ouch.
you better be careful. Hot sauce in my bag. Beyonce said.
Swag.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
Don't you feel kind of pretentious when you walk in? You're like, I'd like a gyro bowl.
But
you're not Greek. I'm an Irish
gyro
bowl. A gyro bowl.
And accompanied by.
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Oh, I love it. It's so much healthier.
And it's deconstructed.
And Shime.
I can't go without my avocados.
Taking a slice of avocado and adding it to Eggs Benedict is not avocado.
No.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. Watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Well, good morning from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire. We have a huge crowd already on site this morning, and I apologize in advance for not hearing Greg Hill's voice right now. He is in bed, God knows where. I got a text 2 minutes ago from our fearless leader, Ken Laird, that says, no sign of him, not answering. So, no idea what that means, where he is, where he went, what time Courtney and Wiggy. Did you guys wrap up your evening in Keene, New Hampshire last night?
I tried to Irish exit around 10 p.m., where Greg stood up and announced to the entire bar that I was leaving. Joke's on him now. Wiggy, I don't know what time you got back.
I don't know. I don't look at my clock after 9 o'clock, so I couldn't tell you.
I
got asked. So there were some people there last night, so I mean, I don't know. It was probably late.
Right, that's why he gets the big bucks.
That is wild.
Curtis, because the nightlife in Keene, pretty good.
I got to tell you, dinner was awesome at Tempesta's. The chicken was spectacular. The room was great, quiet. I got to my bed around 8:45. Spectacular evening. Even when I was drinking way too much, I never was out late.
Mm.
Like, I just pass out. How do you go out till like 11 on purpose?
Well, when the what was it? The wheel of shots is
all right.
Going in circles. You're able to manage.
Hopefully, the wheel of sports comes up on this show today, Wiggy.
Get what into were some the good.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. The Celtics played tonight. I almost forgot about that.
So, good morning. We are live from Keene, New Hampshire, in the showroom on our fourth leg of the Greg Hill Road Show, minus Greg Hill. So. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure Ken Laird will keep us abreast of the situation, but I have to say, yesterday driving from Boston to Keene, listening to Mutt Merlone and Fourier, no Merlone,
no.
And Mago, sorry, Mutt Merlone, Fourier, and Mago. There we go.
Well, they got to do something with that name. Isn't it so difficult to say?
17 different iterations of that show. Man. It's like, my God. Anyway.
MFM.
MFM. There it is. Everybody says it's like the Celtics are going to win tonight. It's over.
Yeah.
They're 9-point favorites. Like,
Golden State said it last night. I think Draymond Green said it after, because obviously Golden State advanced last night beating Dallas, and he said Boston's coming.
Which I didn't like, because I think that's bad news for us for tonight, because I think that's going to upset one Jimmy Butler a bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Heat have perpetually been underestimated. They were the number one seed. They advanced despite everybody picking against them, and I think the Celtics are win the series too. It's just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels like tonight's like a coronation. Like back in the day when the Patriots would, you know, play the Jaguars in the AFC Championship, you're just planning your trip to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the case tonight, but oh my God. Either tonight or Saturday, whenever the next game would be, Sunday if there's a Game 7, you are going to have 2.5 weeks of bi-coastal NBA Finals, Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics, and I can't, going back to Game 5, even we always talk about December. Obviously, they sucked. They were mediocre for 3 months. But even Game 5, the feeling the next day when the Celtics blew that lead.
Yeah.
And it was like we were talking about next year, good run, really kicking the pants loss. It really seemed like the season was setting up for the Celtics this year with teams not being great, other teams being eliminated before the Celtics faced them. And then from that day until now, they are 2-0 plus 3, so they are 5-2 since that game.
Yep.
And one went away from the NBA Finals.
Enjoy it, because it is over tonight. I tell you that, the Celtics, there's no way that they lose tonight. I just think that Miami's beat up. They have no will. As bad as the Celtics played in Wednesday night's game in the first half, and Miami played just as bad. I'm with Draymond Green. Tonight the series is over. I expect the Celtics to be to win tonight, win at home. I think they understand the magnitude of tonight's game as far as wanting to close it out on the home court. I just think Miami, they just don't have enough. No matter what, everybody on Miami's beat up, and Jimmy Butler's not the same. So I'm like Golden State. This series is going to end tonight, and now. I mean, think about it. You're going to get the – because we always ask this question, what team was closest to winning a championship? Man, you're going to get the Celtics in the NBA Finals. Who would have thought that? I mean, I didn't think that.
Never in a million years after you and Ken with Pasta at the blown game against the Bulls or the Knicks, whatever the game was.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't remember either, so it's fine. So there was a game the Celtics were up 30
and
losing.
Yeah.
You guys were at the game.
Yep.
From that point – until now.
The Bulls game it was, yeah.
The Bulls game. And now you have, I thought, that we were entering sort of this down period after 20 years of Boston championships. And now it's going to be 2018 Red Sox and Patriots.
Right.
And now 2022, potentially the Celtics. So you're three titles in 4 years again.
And usually when you're trying to figure out your contract, if I'm Tyler Hero, because he's up for his contract coming up, he's showing them that look at me, look at this team with me, and look at this team without me. Because I think that we talked about it when it was Marcus Smart and him both out, and we said which one's more impactful. It's clear that this Heat team needs Tyler Hero right now.
Yeah, but I don't think Tyler Hero, like, though, I forget who called in yesterday. We had a caller call in, and he was like, it's Tyler Hero. And I'm with him, like, he's a good six.
Is that what he said?
He's a good six man coming off the bench, but, you know, but I don't think he makes a major, major difference. This Miami Heat team is too banged up. He's coming off a groin injury, and like in basketball, it's about the lateral movement. They just don't have enough. So I'm on Golden State's train right now, where I expect the Celtics to win tonight and to be in the championship. So I don't care if they have Tyler Hero or not. He ain't gonna make a major difference, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just gonna be. I mean, it's just gonna be an awesome couple weeks, and it's the best when the winter teams carry you to the summer. Like
right.
Watching a Celtics game Friday tonight. Jesus, I'm like Greg. I don't know where I am tonight. The Celtics that around the Garden, over at, you know, West End Johnny's, wherever. I'm sure Mutt's gonna be. They're gonna be in the Seaport out at the Lord Hobo Brewery that's just opened. and it's like the whole city's alive, and it's going to be beautiful day. Like, there's nothing better than I remember so vividly the Celtics and the Bruins championship parades, and it was like it's in the middle of the summer, so all the kids can go to the parades. There's no school, and you have the whole it's just like this great bridge, and then the Sox have turned it around last night, 16-7. How many runs they score this year? It's like 40 runs in the series. Anyway, I can't hear anything.
I know.
What are you saying? We're gonna do this right here. We're gonna take a quick break. Go ahead.
Before we go to break, since we are doing the roadshow right now, sad news this morning that I just want to touch on.
Oh, okay.
Nick Caputo, the founder of the Springfield restaurant Red Rose Pizzeria, mm-hmm. who we all went to while we
great
were in Springfield,
pizza.
Great pizza, has passed
there.
Away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we met Tony. He came out and took really good care of us. He loved Wiggy.
Yeah, he was really
so
good.
So our thoughts and prayers are with Tony for losing his dad.
Awful. Yeah, yep. That's thoughts and prayers to the Caputo family. And I thought you were going to say that Greg was dead.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know
unsure.
Where Greg is.
Okay, good. All right. Greg is alive, Ken. Just not at work. Yeah. So,
in a ditch somewhere in Keene, New Hampshire. Who the hell knows?
Oh, man. Well, good morning, everybody here. Yep. Give yourselves a round of applause. Awesome to be in Keene, New Hampshire. Full house on hand. And we are going to get into something interesting. Wiggy and I last night, we should do this more often. We have a good little show prep meeting at dinner. Stephen A. Smith said something that many may deem as controversial, but I think he has a good point when it comes to the NFL and their adjudicating of off-field issues. So we'll get to that coming up shortly, but coming up next, right now, we have Chris Sean and What's Trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Now through Monday only, beef sirloin.
Oh, Shime, breaking news.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Greg's awake.
Hello.
Yay.
Good job, Greg.
Glad to hear
you. You can do it.
Welcome back to the land of the living, Greg. Now through Monday only, beef sirloin steak tips are on sale at a sizzling hot price when you click the digital coupon. So hurry and save big on steak tips. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network.
You got to turn it up now.
Oh.
The Celtics play Game 6 at the Garden tonight against the Heat as they look to close out the Eastern Conference Finals. We talked about Al Horford's impact on the team this postseason a lot yesterday. Here's what Ime had to say about Al.
Well, I'd say it's more of the same, what he's brought all season. Probably one of our most consistent guys on both ends of the floor. So I'm not surprised by what he's doing in the playoffs. He takes care of his body. He manages himself well throughout the season to get to this point and play at this level. And so he stepped it up in the playoffs, had specific matchups that we're asking him to guard, Antetokounmpo last series and this series Adebayo. And so he's doing it on that end. But also the balance that he gives us on the offensive end, a big that can pick and pop as well as post up and roll and do all the things he does on the offensive end.
Well, waiting for the Celtics, hopefully, in the NBA Finals would be none other than the Golden State Warriors as they closed out their series against the Mavericks last night, 120-110. Wiggy already mentioned it. Draymond Green talked after the NBA Finals about after the Western Conference Finals, about who he expects to see in the NBA Finals.
It's still undetermined who you're going to play in the next round. Who would you like to play? I mean, be honest.
I think both teams are tough. Boston causes problems, especially offensively.
Draymond.
Their defense is incredible.
How long we been boys, Draymond? I want the honest answer, Draymond.
You're asking me who I want to play. I'm going to tell you who I think we're going to play. We're going to play Boston.
Okay. That's
who we're going to play.
Thank you. That's the Draymond I know.
So he's outright saying that he thinks they're going to play the Boston Celtics. And the Red Sox, well, they continued to mash last night. They put up 16 runs on the board against the White Sox, ended up winning the game 16-7. Trevor Story hit his seventh homer in 7 days. Alex Verdugo was 4 of 6 with 2 doubles and 3 RBIs. The Sox will come home to start a series with the Orioles tonight. Garrett Whitlock takes the mound. First pitch, 7:10. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. And make sure to tune in at 6:10 to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts summer adventure at visitma.com. And quick hockey notes for you, Edmonton. They're headed to the West Finals as they beat the Flames in overtime on a Connor McDavid game winner. And the Hurricanes beat the Rangers 3-1 last night to take a 3-2 series lead. And that's what's trending. We now go to Chris Curtis in the Weather Center.
Jeez, weather, hosting, printing. it is 64 degrees in Boston, cloudy. Cloudy afternoon high in the low 80s. Tomorrow, little showers in the morning, but then the rest of Memorial Day weekend looks spectacular. So, and remember, honor those that gave the ultimate sacrifice this weekend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back to the Greg Hill Road Show, live from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire, on WEEI.
From the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire. Give yourselves a round of applause again. This is, I would say, approaching Providence crowd levels right now.
So, and it's an awesome venue. Everybody's comfortable.
I know. It's brand new. It's unlike our studios that have been around for like 500 years without an upgrade. So this looks great. Ken is, I think, coming with Greg at some point this morning. So hopefully before 10, so you guys get to meet him. And we are here until 10 a.m. getting ready for Game 6 tonight at the Garden. Wild night last night, Wiggy. So you were out until what time with Greg?
I told you, Mike. Watch stops after 9 o'clock. So
Wiggy's the guy you want.
It was late.
Wiggy's the guy you want with you if you commit a crime
or
a murder. Because he doesn't budge when you ask him questions. You can ask him questions about anything, and he is keeping his mouth shut.
That's it.
What does the brother-in-law in Hangover say before they go to Vegas? He's like, I'm a steel trap. We can do anything.
That's it. It's in the Seinfeld. It's in the vault. You know what I mean? Once it goes in, that's it. It don't come out.
So hopefully Greg will make an appearance later on. But Wiggy, you and I last night at dinner, we're going to work on getting the full audio of this for context. But we were talking about something you saw on First Take where Stephen A. made the point that why is the NFL investigating players that have been cleared criminally? That it should be just like any other job. You have a rap sheet and it's up to the employer to say whether they want to employ you or not.
Right.
Because Courtney alluded to this with Deshaun Watson that why do you have to wait for the NFL if you're the Browns? If you're appalled by what these women said on Real Sports, or if you're bothered by new portions of the case that have become public since you made that $230 million signing, you can release them.
Right.
So where do you stand on what Stephen A. said, Coco and Wiggy, and where would you like to see that instituted?
Well, I think that's why I hope we can find the audio. I think what he's saying is the court system, the law system, right, found Deshaun Watson to be innocent. No, innocent in the sense there's no charges
against him. Now the NFL comes in and does their own investigation to prove this public opinion of guilt or innocence, right? Because no matter which way if you fall on, whether you think he's guilty or you think he's innocent, once the NFL concludes their investigation, they're basically going to make us have this public opinion about it. And I think the NFL, when they get involved in things like this, you know, you see situations where guys settle, like will settle out in a civil case. Now, instantly, once he settles out and the NFL suspends him for 6 games, 8 games, whatever it is, instantly people are like, oh, this guy is guilty. He shouldn't be making a living and that kind of thing. And I think Stephen A. Smith was trying to say, like, the NFL should not get involved. And I understand that, but I also understand this whole private company thing. And we talked about the moral clause.
Yeah.
But everybody's morals are different, right?
But so I said this yesterday when Wiggy brought it up. I said there has to be a morality clause when you sign on the dotted line for your NFL contract. And then I looked it up last night, and there is, and it's the personal conduct policy.
Right.
So it says
so
it
Greg would be violating that this morning.
Correct.
Definitely.
But it prohibits anything that undermines or puts at risk the integrity of and public confidence in the NFL. I think that there are a lot of...
Wait. Say that. So the anything that takes away from the public confidence in the NFL?
Yeah.
So how is Stephen Ross still an owner of the
Dolphins? But that's what I'm saying. They have to do these investigations. I understand where Wiggy's coming from, where it's like, if he's proven guilty, he's proven guilty. Why are we doing our own investigation? If you are the NFL, if you're Roger Goodell, you have to do that. If you're the Browns, I think you have to do that because of this clause.
Yeah, but if in that clause, and that was always the thing that kind of that ticked me off about the NFL... And they'd always have this, like, code of conduct, or they would always say, you know, it's about the shield, and, you know, you can't
unless you're Jim Irsay and you got 50 grand in your bulletproof.
Right, and they would all, yeah, exactly. So it almost became a double standard. Like, for players, it was about the shield, and don't embarrass the shield. But for owners, it was different. And then the other problem I always had with it was they started to deem what they felt like was, like,
integrity.
Conduct detrimental. You know, so like they look at it and go, oh, that's conduct detrimental because, you know, you're driving under the influence. But this ain't conduct detrimental. And that became the issue that I think a lot of guys that we had is it was always all over the place. And it was so vague that Goodell, and I blame the NFLPA for this, and I've always said this before, the players union in the NFL is the worst in all of sports. I think Major League Baseball is the best. And so as players, that's what we were always kind of frustrated about. But I blame ourselves for allowing Goodell that power. And that becomes the issue where it should just be cut and dry. And I think Curtis, you might have said it. It should be based on what the team wants to do.
Right. And well, the other thing is, I'm relatively cynical. You may have heard that from time to time. But I feel like the only reason the NFL employs Lisa Friel to investigate these sexual misconduct behavior is because they were embarrassed by Ray Rice. They gave the penalty, and then the video came of him punching his fiance in the face. And I really believe the only job Lisa Friel really has is to make sure – it's like when a candidate is running for president, or in Billions when what's-his-face was trying to make sure nobody saw those videos of bondage before he ran for governor of New York on HBO.
Cuomo?
For Showtime. No, Cuomo, that was Ken's guy, different guy. But that was real life, unfortunately. So you're basically making sure that the opponent, this being the media, doesn't have access to anything that will embarrass the league and make whatever discipline you impose look too little. So there's nobody that really cares about anybody in the NFL about actually improving the way men treat women. Like, if you watch the NFL and you're a woman, like, you go in knowing that they don't give a damn about you. Like, Josh Brown, a kicker on the Giants, a mediocre kicker on the Giants, was abusing his wife. Like, there were red flags all over the place. And they didn't even release their kicker.
Well, that's why I was so surprised when everyone's like, I can't believe the Browns are giving Deshaun Watson all this money and it's guaranteed. It's like, have you not been watching what's been going on in this league for years and years and years?
Right.
And I think that's another reason why the NFL has to do this investigation, because they probably don't want to lose all of their female supporters. I think that it is wildly underrated how many female football fans there are out there.
Oh, totally. I think there's a ton of female football fans.
And I think a lot of female football fans are pissed off with how the Browns are treating the situation. And this goes back, like, we keep forgetting Baker Mayfield's still on this roster. If I'm Baker Mayfield and I'm like, this guy?
Right.
This, we don't even know if this guy's gonna play in a game this season, and you guys just gave him all this money over me.
Right.
That's
because he's talented, Deshaun Watson.
I know you're gonna go that way.
That's the world we live in.
But Wiggy, you're right, and it's like, and
but
every,
Baker's done a lot for this team.
I agree.
Yeah,
you
but
want
not
a
like
game.
With Deshaun
Browns.
Watson, the projections of what they.
Yeah, Deshaun. But Wiggy, Courtney's right. What were the Browns before?
Right.
Baker, they lost like 30
games. What does everybody say? The best ability is availability.
No,
if Deshaun Watson's not available, then it seems like Baker Mayfield's the play.
But the Browns know, at worst, he's probably going to be unavailable for what?
Eight? A season.
He's not getting a season.
Oh.
If they're actually doing it honestly, he would get a season.
Yeah,
Trevor Bauer's suspension is going to be the benchmark.
See, it's going to come down to Goodell, right? Because you talked about Goodell and how in the investigation. Remember they investigated Ezekiel Elliott?
Yep.
And that lady found out there was really nothing to see here. And then, she found, like, nothing. And basically Goodell gave him six games. And then he might have reduced it to four.
I think they blamed it on the wheel of shots.
Yeah, it could have been. But what's going to happen with this? Antonio Brown only got eight games. Deshaun Watson has never had any
issue.
But you
could say Tom Brady got four games for taking air out of football without evidence.
Right. But my point is, he's never had any issues with the league. So I don't see him getting suspended for a year.
Might be right. I just disagree. I think if they're actually doing this honestly, and you just if you don't have any other evidence outside of the Real Sports interviews, and listen, I don't know anything. I don't know what happened. People have made things up in the past, as you allude to all the time. But if I am a consumer of the NFL and I watch that, I am deeply offended if that guy is playing this next season.
And I love Deshaun Watson. Like, don't get me wrong. I've loved him forever. When he was at Clemson, I loved him. And so for me, it's like, ugh, I've been rooting for this guy so hard for so long.
Right.
And everybody, when I was covering the draft, we were in Philly, and everybody's like, who's your favorite guy that's going in the draft? I'm like, Deshaun Watson, I love him. Like, I've said that for years, and to see how this has come out, ugh.
Right, but that's the problem. Like, it depends on where you fall, right?
I think everybody in this room, if you were to ask, if you were to take a poll, if he was abusing even one massage therapist, mm-hmm. we'd all be on the same page.
What do you mean?
That it's not right.
So I don't get what you're saying. See,
well, because you said it all depends on where
depends
you fall.
On, yeah,
I think we all
think?
Fall on the same page
no,
that if
I
he was...
I don't think like you. So my thing is like...
That's a compliment, Courtney.
Yeah, it is. But I mean that's the thing about it. We all think that's why when you said the morality clause, right? We all look at things differently. We all have different morals. We all were brought up in different ways.
Do you think if Deshaun was forcing women to do something perform acts on him during a massage therapy session?
Yeah, of course, if he was forcing them.
But you understand that his position is higher than the person that's working on him.
Yeah, I know. But if can you tell me? With 100% certainty that he was forced.
No, but I'm
okay. That's
my,
the point.
But my
that
question was, if I could,
but it's
we'd
reasonable
all
doubt.
Fall on the
right,
same.
Right, but that becomes the problem. Right. That's why there are a lot of people who go to jail and serve time for stuff that they didn't do.
Of course.
Because it becomes reasonable
it
doubt.
It is an
but
imperfect
you
system.
Right, but that's why I think when you're talking about the NFL and them having to make a decision, because we're all talking about whether or not he's going to get suspended for... Like, I think he's going to get suspended, but I don't think it's going to be for a year, right? And part of my reasoning is because the NFL has to look and they have to be careful with cases like, you know, because now guys are going to be like, well, anytime there's a civil case and somebody says X, Y, and Z, now all of a sudden I'm going to have a chance to
But you understand what I'm saying. We think very differently, mm-hmm. but if it was 100% positive that this was going down, we would be on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the other issue, and I'm with you, Wiggy, in parts of this, because Roger Goodell standing behind morality, when there was a $2 billion concussion settlement, correct me if I'm wrong, not a dime has been given to the players who won that settlement. It's like the Goldman family and OJ. Like, he just never paid the settlement after he was found guilty in the civil suit.
Well, what they were doing with that was,
because I was a part of that. What they were doing with that, the concussion settlement, they were making it even harder for black guys to get it. Because what they were basically saying, the doctors, they, and because they knew that the majority of guys that were coming, that were trying to get it, were black players, just because of the percentage.
Right.
And what they were doing, the doctors were saying, well, it's harder for us to evaluate the black players than it is the white, because the black players, a lot of them have grown up in environments where the education system isn't that great. So how do we determine the scale of how messed up this dude is, or is he just, you know?
Oh, they're just saying you had inferior intelligence?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And that's why you saw, I think it was.
How can they ever manage? Like, how do you gauge that?
I can't remember, because I can't remember. There was a couple guys that ended up suing the league and the doctors because of this. And you can find it.
I'm not saying you're lying. It's shocking.
Yeah, but that's what they were doing. And so there was, but they're not giving money to anybody. Like Kevin Turner, who used to play for the Patriots.
He died of ALS.
Yeah. They were, like, he can't even get, like, or, you know,
his family
is, like, really, like, it's like trying to, what's the old saying, trying to squeeze blood from a turnip? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I wrote that down this morning.
Right? And that's what the NFL is. They got this money, but they don't want to.
They have so much money. They bathe in money. They're like Greg money. They have.
Mm.
And they don't want to help out players, because there are some guys out there that circumvent the rules, and everybody kind of takes an L on that one.
Well, just a quick. All right. Thank God.
Wow.
I was literally just going to say we're going to wait for leads until after Greg arrives and get to these calls. But
yeah.
Yep. Good morning.
He took advantage of his showing up. Yeah. His
how are the Keene State dorms?
I blame Wiggy. Wiggy. Normally, when we do a road show, I try to go to bed early. Wiggy wouldn't let me go to bed early last night.
I didn't drive, so you can't blame me. I wanted to drive him.
I thought we started at 7. I didn't know what time the show started. What
we
time?
Actually started at 6. We do.
You guys are great. Thanks for being here. I gotta go, but it's been a blast up here. How's the show going?
It's been going great. I got to tell you, the first segment I would just like to just remove from the world. I couldn't hear anything, and nothing really was going on.
So, what happened during the first segment?
I couldn't hear myself or them, and then they didn't hear anything, and then I just stood up and said hello. And
it was more technical than anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a technical guy.
I listened on the way over. I heard you blaming the wheel of shots. Was that?
Well, once I heard Vegas bomb, that's when I said, I got to go.
Yeah.
Because that shot was big and scary.
How late did you stay, Wiggy? I left well before Wiggy. I
told you, after 9 o'clock, my watch does not work.
Look, he's throwing you under the bus when you really had his back before he got in here.
No,
he's
why are you trying to start trouble?
Oh. Ooh, we're testing.
I don't know what time anybody leaves.
I don't know how Wiggy does it. He was there with Jeremy the Curtis fan till 3 a.m.
Yeah,
he did it.
Yeah, I don't. I like I said,
you
my
love
watch
me so
stops
much, you hang out with my fans?
Yeah. I do. We're hanging out. Everybody was looking for Curtis.
Well, my apologies. Are we going to restart the show? And we'll do
sure. Let's do it up. I didn't hear the open, to be honest. I'd be happy to
do the first break over again.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Should we take a break? I mean, it's literally time for us to take a break, probably.
Greg, as I always say, it is your show, my friend.
Take a double break.
Yeah, let's double break it. Let's go get breakfast. And we'll hang out.
All right. By the way, this is an amazing city. You guys are unbelievable. Thanks for having us here. I witnessed a bicycle accident on the way up here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You already talked about it?
No, not yet.
You didn't talk about that?
Nope.
Yeah, you drove right by it. They don't know that.
Our fearless mayor wasn't there to protect him.
I drove around it.
Well, you drove around it and
then by
you
didn't stop to help?
No.
There were plenty of people there helping.
Oh, okay.
You need more bike lanes, obviously. The guy was in a rotary. He got hit by a truck, I think. And it was awful.
It's awful. Gosh. You seem really broken up about it.
Shime was very upset about it last night. You know, Shime really cares about bicycles.
I was devastated.
I have to say, Shime, sneaky douchey on the text thread yesterday as we're all sitting in traffic. He's like, it took me 20 minutes to get here from my house. It was a lovely drive.
And he sent the photo of the beer, too.
All right. Well, we should take a quick break. We are in Keene, New Hampshire for the road show. All of the road shows are presented by Harbor One Bank. What a beautiful hotel we're staying in. Also, the Best Western. Great spot.
Yeah.
Has that been here since Keene was formed in 1877? Or yes.
Well, I have a patio.
You do?
Well, I have like a brick
thing outside the sliding door, so it's considered a patio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
You could hear everything.
I have the outline of a dead body in my room from a police investigation.
I texted you guys last night. I thought there was a gunshot outside my door. Shot up out of bed. It was the loudest bang I've ever heard. And then there was yelling. I'm like, oh, God, double lock this door.
I did too.
Right?
I think you probably dreamed that.
No, right. I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't. Yeah. And then I went and checked to make sure the peephole was facing the correct way. You always got to check that when you check into a hotel.
In the hotel, though, wasn't there a party last night? Because I heard music when we came out of that restaurant. So it seemed like there was a party. Maybe it was some, you know, residue from the party.
Mm.
Residue?
No idea.
Yeah, there was it was some type of party they had there. Giant. The music was lit though.
It was probably
fun.
The mobile.
Did you go in?
It was probably the mobile wheel of shots. You can rent that thing and take it to any hotel you want. And keep.
That thing is pretty cool though.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? The Starburst.
I don't know. Nancy was making. She was just handing us shots.
Oh,
the bartender. She did a great job.
Did you give a review of the wings?
Yep. Did I? No, we haven't given a review.
Okay. I always wait for food for you, Greg.
No. But I think this. You know, Keen should definitely get some bonus points because when the nightlife is so good that the host shows up late, that tells me you get bonus points for that.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Maybe.
I get bonus points for that.
I mean, is the nightlife good if there's only one place? I mean,
well, we went to two. We have Steve from Elm City Brewing.
Yeah.
Round of applause
for Elm City Brewing. That place is great. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back, and we'll get to today's leads coming up next. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back to the Greg Hill Road Show.
Turn around. What? Because of this?
Live from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire on WEEI.
I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
All right, we're back from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire, and roadshow number 4, which is presented by Harbor One Bank. By the way, Curtis, we have some tickets to give away today. Is that correct?
Yes. We have. I was handed this. Big night here at 8 o'clock at the showroom. Alex Cuba is performing here in Keene, New Hampshire, and there are 10 pairs of tickets. All you have to do is go introduce yourself to Vicky, and you will get them. So if you're here and you want to go, they're there. But if you want to see it tonight, it's
is that tonight? Wiggy, you want to stay, or do you have to be somewhere tonight?
Yeah, I think I got to be at the Celtics game.
Oh, do you have tickets yet?
No, not yet.
Somebody reached out to me and wanted to give you tickets.
What?
I'll send you that information during the break.
Where are the seats? They good seats?
I didn't ask for the seats. I was just,
always got to ask for where the seat location is.
Well, so you would be picky.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah, I ain't about to sit way up in the
bowl.
Back against the wall.
You want a Super Bowl.
On the ninth floor. Well, I mean, it's just, everybody looks really small from that distance.
That's true. All right, well, I'll ask her, but she wants to take you to dinner,
now,
too.
If it's feet on the parquet, courtside.
I don't
believe that
tell
is.
Tell them I'm in.
You know what's amazing is the more money you have, the more free things you get.
Oh, it's wild.
It's really incredible. Yeah. I mean, Greg hasn't paid for anything in 15 years.
So we want to thank our hosts here at the radio station at 93.5. Peter and everybody, give them a round of applause. And our sponsors, we have some great sponsors here for this broadcast today. Chase the Mover and Hanover Storage. And Tom Call Excavation, we want to thank them. LaValle Building Supply. Everybody who has welcomed us here with open arms, great time. Have you guys already reviewed the night last night? I mean,
a little bit, but we would love to hear your.
We had a great dinner at what was the name?
Tempestus.
Yeah, I thought that was great. We had a random New Hampshire person join us for dinner, which was a little strange.
You did?
The balls on that guy.
You didn't see that?
No.
I don't really just was walked over to the time. Buffet next to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. I was stunned.
Yeah, I was late.
Walking next to you in the buffet, he's lucky he wasn't injured.
Oh.
Lucky he didn't lose a finger.
Oh, those ribs were good, though, Shime. That and the fried ravioli.
Those fried ravs were delicious.
Love fried ravioli.
You really can't go wrong, though, with fried ravioli. It's hard
you can.
Not to.
Really?
Yeah, because they become too hollow inside if you not put enough cheese inside.
Or they're too doughy?
Yes. Or they're too hard, too crunchy.
Wiggy gets it.
It's like pizza rolls. If you leave pizza rolls too long in the toaster oven,
right,
they get really hot.
Wiggy has an opinion on everything.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, it doesn't matter.
Usually right.
Let's see what Mike from Jupiter, Florida has to say this morning. Mike, hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
What's up?
Nothing better than random New Hampshire people. They're the best. maybe some random Florida people can rival it, but random New Hampshire people.
I gotta tell you, it's probably the greatest state in the nation, New Hampshire. Mm. It really
live free or die.
They do it right here. They're great people.
They have the greatest beach probably in all of here we go. The Northeast. Hampton Beach.
Many years of my childhood.
You guys live here. So you'll be honest. Is Hampton Beach the greatest beach in the United States of America?
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're not in the real part of New Hampshire.
Why do you keep trying to present evidence to Wiggy in any argument that doesn't shift his opinion?
It's impressive.
Mike, what's up?
So in regards to the whole NFL Deshaun Watson thing, I think that the NFLPA and Wiggy, you're 100% right. They are by far the worst players association. It is a travesty the way that they do not represent the players. The NFL is trying to do damage and things that have happened over the last several decades, because there are some people out there in society that look at the NFL as the National Felons League. Because of things that have happened, there tend to be more NFL players that get in the news for, doing things that are against the law, getting in trouble, whatever. But what people out there don't realize is there are way more NFL players on rosters of every team, because the NFL, just has more players than the NBA, the MLB or the NHL. So there's more of a chance for NFL players to get in trouble. And people out there don't realize it, but the NFL is just trying to, to do damage control when it comes to what the fans think of, Ray Rice, Ray Lewis, Leonard Lindell, going back 20 and 30 years. And it's just so ridiculous that the Players Association does not stand up for players that, you know, like Deshaun Watson, they should be suing the NFL. If the NFL does anything,
what would they sue the NFL for?
If the NFL suspends Deshaun Watson, if they do something,
he's been accused by double digit women. Maybe I shouldn't use that term.
Right?
Has
he not?
If he's found innocent
on all charges,
huh?
If he is found innocent on all charges,
well, the whole discussion, I heard it when I was taking a nap in my room this morning. The discussion is about what Curtis was saying, which is that regardless of what happens with a criminal case or not, the NFL is going to have a black mark on their reputation if they allow him to play football this year.
They already have the black mark. It already exists. That's why some people view the
all right, so they should just
the
they should
National
say
Film
they should
League.
So they should make it part of their logo and just and not worry about it.
If he's found innocent and they still like look at Brady. They found, you know, basically the courts found Brady innocent of Deflategate and the NFL still suspended him.
Well, Brady's a fraud anyway. He faked that whole hole-in-one thing.
Oh, God, this is another thing.
Here we go.
Every time there's anything Brady, Greg's like giddy with Ken. They're like, let's ask him if he thinks it's real.
Well, do you think that's real, that hole-in-one thing?
You know what? I actually don't think it's real.
Yeah. Okay, all right, thank you.
You know what?
His acting was impressive, though.
Great acting.
Yeah, it was great.
My he's God. Getting ready for...
What a physique he has.
80 so for Brady. Good.
He looks amazing.
I mean, don't you think Curtis is right? I was listening on the way over here.
No, I kind of agree with Mike to a certain extent. Look at Major League Baseball and what they did with Trevor Bauer. They suspended him for 2 years, and now he's appealing it. And now I give Manfred credit. At least he came up and he gave him a suspension, and now we'll see what happens because that's what the union has to do is appeal that. Because, Greg, what happens is if Deshaun Watson in the eye of the law system was found innocent, now you're saying the company can just now suspend you for how long you want.
Yeah, they can.
Then I think that becomes an issue because this is where we talked about what the code of conduct policy is like. So in the NFL, if you read the code of conduct, like it's like assault, domestic violence, is like a couple things, and they say minimum 6 games. Then it becomes their judgment to decide whether you're going 6 games, 8 games a season.
Do you believe any of those women?
Do I believe any of them? I believe something happened, but I also believe there are some lies in there.
By all of them?
No, I didn't say all of them.
But even one is enough.
Right, but I don't know exactly where, like, what exactly he did where you go, okay, that was wrong.
I agree, but we will never know because it's his side, their side,
right,
and in the middle somewhere is the truth. We will never know.
Right.
But it looks bad, and it looks bad
on
the Browns, and it looks bad on the league, and they need to do an investigation because of that, because of the...
Now it becomes about look
that's
and perception.
Life. That's life.
But that's how we should...
If you got accused of all this at EEI, they'd have to do the same thing.
Right, but then if I'm adamant that I was innocent and there was no proof to prove...
Yeah, you'd still probably lose your job.
And that's wrong.
Well,
that is wrong.
World.
That's the problem. That's why there's a court system that, yeah, and Curtis is right, it is flawed. But once the court system finds there's no criminal charges, now it's not the NFL's job.
But if you don't have teams and owners and a league...
Mm-hmm.
That looks into things.
Right.
Don't you end up, unfortunately, having what happened with Aaron Hernandez happen?
No, because that Aaron Hernandez is a case that when you look at what happened with him, you don't know that that's going to happen, whether you look into it or not. And there were people that looked into it and that he had situations in Florida. The man was just a psychopath. No different than the guy who walked into the school in Texas. When you're a psychopath and you look into it, hey, you're a psychopath. So it don't matter what people are going to do. If you decide you want to cross that line and commit a crime, you're going to do it. But what I'm saying is with the NFL, and this is where I think the PA drops the ball, and they allowed this, they gave Goodell that power. Where it should be black and white is what I think. And then you know exactly.
So you don't want him suspended at all?
No, I didn't say that. I said I think he's going to get suspended. I think he's probably going to get 8-12 games. I don't think he's going to get 2 years, a year, because I think then a lot of that stuff comes in. Because like you said, Courtney, it becomes a he said, she said. Mm-hmm. Now, the she said part looks really bad on him.
Right.
But I always bring up Sean Oakman, and I always bring up the Duke lacrosse plays. Mm-hmm. And there's multiple players. I told you, my buddy Antoine Winfield Jr. played in Minnesota. There was a laundry list of situations that people were lying, and then there's a laundry list of situations where they weren't lying. Yeah, so that's the problem.
Right, and I think you and I don't know. We can give our opinion about what happened. But what I found really interesting and what I think is if I were in the NFL, I would strongly consider what Stephen A. proposed, and we have the audio to it at some point.
Yeah.
That it is not beneficial to the NFL or its players to conduct their own investigations. A, they don't have the power to compel someone to speak. It's not under oath. So you don't even know what the information you're collecting is. And all it does is further dent the legacy of a player that your league celebrates. So I feel like I'm not offended by anything, but I would be bothered by Deshaun Watson immediately playing week one this year. I would think that the Browns would be a horrific organization for making that decision. I think Stephen A. has a good point that why is the NFL conducting investigations that nobody believes anyway, in order to further sully the reputation of someone who either committed a crime or didn't?
Well, I think one person can be disingenuous and can tell a false tale. I mean, there was that one performer on the Vikings boat cruise who said you weren't a good tipper, if I remember correctly.
Clearly a lie, because I wasn't on the boat at all.
But for me, 22, is it 22 women?
22.
It's hard to believe that they're all telling lies, as far as I'm concerned. It's very
well. That's difficult. Your belief. You know what I mean? That's why we all come from different places, and we all have different beliefs, and that's what makes us who we are.
All right, we are in Keene, New Hampshire, with an amazing crowd. I mean, giving Rhode Island a run.
They are giving Rhode Island a run for its money.
Yeah. So
they were here bright and early too.
We are at the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire. It is Roadshow number 4, and coming up at 7:30, we'll get to Courtney and today's news. Heads up for next week. We're off on Monday, but Tuesday we'll be joined by Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Boston Celtics.
And not all of us are off Monday. Kevin Curtis, 7 to 10.
All right. We will be right back.
Coming this August, the WEEI quest to strike out cancer reaches 2 decades with the 20th annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Save the dates, August 23rd and 24th, live from Fenway Park, as we attempt to prevent, treat, and kick cancer for good with your help and your donations. Donate now at JimmyFundRadioTelethon.org. The 20th annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.